Ed, our topic today is truly one of the most ridiculous topics we've ever had on Ag Talk, so we got to preface the show with that. Backyard chickens for rent.
Well, it's more than just the chicken. You get the whole operation, Vaughn.
Well, you get the coop and everything.
You get the coop, an instruction guide, and actually some mealyworms to start with. The Farm Journal Media, Greg Henderson, is where I picked the story up from, but it's still too good. I had to put this in here. The company's called Rent a Chicken. This is an entrepreneur business. It's out of Freeport, Pennsylvania. They've started in 2013. They've been so successful, they got franchises, and they have affiliates across 23 states now.
Well, I'll give them credit for their entrepreneurial skills.
And I mean, it's just a farmer like anyone else trying to figure out how to get a little extra income. And so for $450, Vaughn, they'll come and bring you a chicken coop. They'll deliver it and set it up. You're going to get two hens. You're going to get a water bowl, a feed dish, plus a chicken raising book, a bag of chubby mealworms, and 100 pounds of feed.
Oh, boy.
So you're set to go. And if you really want to be big time, you can get the deluxe package. You can get four hens for $650.
Oh, my. What a deal.
So, and of course, this is only time period. It's usually the warm months. It's going to be 6 months. And they're either starting April or May. And then they'll come and pick it up. And you can set up a goal for next year. So, you know, for anybody who doesn't want a permanent thing or deal with the winter issues, you got fresh eggs all summer.
Well, you know what? If you want to raise chickens, that's fine. That's your choice. And again, I compliment the people that invented this idea because I'm sure they're making money off of it. But this does not sound economically viable at all, not when eggs are 49 cents a dozen at Kroger.
I didn't have the exact number here. I think they figured it's going to be $30 to $45 a dozen when you figure out all the costs here and all that. But still, you know, people are wanting to connect back with the farm, with my food. Where did my food come from? You and I grew up around chickens and gathered eggs, and so we don't get that same thrill maybe because we saw the other things that come along with it. But for a person who can say, you know, it's my hen, I got my own egg, I go out there and I talk to her every morning, and I get an egg and I go in and I cook it. And so nothing's got damaged and it's hurt the hen. And so I think they really like that relationship of trying to get back to the farm.
Well, and the other positive note for this is it could be a great learning experience for their kids.
Yes. And of course, I would say for their kids, 4-H has some wonderful things for anybody who wants to start up with chickens. You will have to check with the city you're in to see if they're going to allow that.
Well, your neighbors may not be too thrilled with this either.
For all this, you got to remember, Vaughn, this is for the pleasure of gathering farm-fresh, organic, and cage-free eggs. So for anyone who wants to do it, but they also get what I call the enjoyment of the smells, the noise, and the nighttime predators along with their operation. It doesn't get much better than that.
Rent a chicken, wow. Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.